Oh, it was a moment I'll never forget. I'm sure it was a moment that a lot of the Manchester United fans will never forget as well. It was, I could probably safely say it was the biggest adrenaline rush I've ever had. I mean, it was I've scored a lot of important goals in my life, but just the way that game set up and what was on it at the time and everything about it, it was just a fantastic moment. And, you know, hopefully there's an exciting game in store this weekend.
Because as a striker, you've scored goals at World Cups, you've scored in FA Cup finals, but there was something about the drama of that game, wasn't there? It just all culminated in that moment.
Of course, if it was for a 1-0 win and scored in the second minute or third minute of the game, it wouldn't have you know, carried so much importance and excitement and everything else. So it was the way the game was played out, the twos and throws, and, you know, being winning and then going behind and drawing and all around. Just had everything. And at the time, obviously, Man City were spending a lot of money and were catching Manchester United, and it was a real grudge match at the time in many ways, and to obviously to nick the winner at the end was a fantastic way to start my Manchester United career.
And that game was the first derby after the Abu Dhabi takeover, as you say, when the two clubs came head to head after a long period with United being successful and City not quite so much. The rivalry does seem to have got fiercer in the last few years, and the derby games sort of up the ante every time.
Well, it's always the way when teams are more evenly matched. Derbies can get a little bit boring if you know that one's in one division and another's in another, or someone's at the bottom of the division struggling, and it's a little bit one-sided. But now it's a real decent match, and I think it's very hard for anyone to call which way they're going to go nowadays.
You obviously played in Merseyside derbies. You played up at Newcastle in the Time Weir derby. I imagine you probably played in the derby over in Madrid as well while you were there. How does the Manchester one compare in terms of the atmosphere?
Well, I think they're all of a similar vein, really. I mean, the Tyne and Wear derby was huge, loads of noise, and as you say, in Madrid it's big as well. Merseyside derby is a fantastic occasion, and obviously Liverpool and Everton have been playing each other for years now, so it's but yeah, I mean, I'll always look back on my own memories and obviously the games that I've played in and the atmosphere in the last 2 minutes of the game where we won 4-3 was obviously as good as it gets.